President Trump plans to deport millions. So this week, Latino USA dives deep into the agency that has to fulfill his promise, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We follow someone buying his own plane ticket to get deported and hear from a city suing its own state over immigration. Find Latino USA on the NPR One app and on npr.org/podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. You know, the other day, this happened.
All right. We're ready to go.
Okay, guys. Hey, everyone. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Felix. Thank you.
All right.
And welcome back, Carlos. This is your third visit on Alt Latino, and we're extremely honored to have you back.
Muchas gracias. Igualmente.
And with that, we started a conversation with Carlos Santana and his wife, Cindy Blackman Santana, and the Isley brothers, Ronnie and Ernie. They were gathered at a New York studio to talk about their new album, Power of Peace. It's an album with a very specific message, and all of the songs were selected according to the theme of the album. We'll hear from Carlos and Cindy Santana and Ronnie and Ernie Isley about that theme and a lot more on this episode of Alt Latino. And we're starting with their cover of Marvin Gaye's powerful Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, one of my favorite songs of all time, from the new album, Power of Peace. Whoa.
See me. Things ain't what they used to be. No, no, no. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blow from the north, south, and east. Mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. No. Wasted on the ocean and upon the sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, 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 mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no, no. Radiation underground in the sky, animals and birds that live nearby or die. Mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Oh, what about the overcrowded land? How much more abuse of a man can she stand? See you.
Carlos, the liner notes say that this is the first of a series of bucket list projects for you. Now, before we talk about this album specifically, let's talk about that bucket list. Where are you in your career and in your life, and why is this a thing that you're looking forward to moving forward?
We look forward to manifesting as much as the Holy Ghost allow us to grow and expand and extend. We look forward to in the future doing something with Brother John McLaughlin, like music by John Coltrane only. So I just feel really grateful and really honored that this particular time, this great spirit put us with this magnificent souls, illuminating souls, Ronnie and Ernie, Ernie and Ronnie. That for Cindy and I, it's a joy and a delight.
Now, during your shows, you've always given shout-outs to your musical heroes, and now you're working with two of them right here on this new record. You know, talk a little bit about what the Isley Brothers and their music have meant to you over the years.
Well, where do I begin? The frequency sound that they emanate from the beginning is all-encompassing. You know, it covers literally the entire planet with this spirit frequency of what we call is the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is something that when you get the Holy Ghost and you get anointed and people start crying and laughing and going up and down in the aisles and speaking in tongues. When I first heard the Isley Brothers doing you make me one, you know, I said, oh my God, this is just like Mahalia Jackson. You know, you got the whole world in your hands, you know. So I'm very honored and grateful to them that they taught me directly and indirectly how to connect with that great spirit. I feel love. Yeah, yeah. Every time I think about you, you've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna lift my hands.
Ronnie Isley, what were your first thoughts when Carlos first approached you about this project?
Well, I was really, really happy, and I was thinking the songs that he was talking about was God Bless His Child and Let the Rain Fall on Me and Body Talk. That was the first songs that he mentioned, and I kind of couldn't wait to hear how it would turn out. Me and my brother once were on a plane going there. We was thinking about, you know, the Lord is leading us to do this album together. Carlos was calling the album The Power of Peace. And I was just wondering, where will the Lord take us this time with this album? And I'm still anxious to know that answer, but I know it's gonna be something great. Lord, we don't need another mountain. But there are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time.
Okay, let's hear another track from the album. This is their version of What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love. Love. Oh, no, not
not just for some, but for everyone. For everyone. Ooh. Another meadow. Oh, there are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. Oh, there are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, listen, Lord, if you wanna know.
Ernie, this is an album with two guitar heroes on it. So talk a little bit about what it was like in the studio laying down the guitar parts and you know, even if you have to, you know, get into the nitty-gritty of what of working out the guitar arrangements and how you and Carlos worked together on this.
Astounding, fun, because I had listened to Carlos Santana and his music, his catalog, very much familiar with it. When he was on the stage at Woodstock in 69, I was playing guitar for less than a year at that time. That was a mind-blowing performance that they gave at the Woodstock movie documents. These guys obviously came out of nowhere. A lot of fire in the rhythm with the congas and timbales and cowbells and maracas. And then there was this guy playing the guitar. It didn't sound like anyone but himself.
just aflame. So to be in the studio with him was joy. And I, you know, was watching him play, grinning while he was playing. And then he'd stop and point to me, and I'd start playing, and I'd look up, and he'd be grinning too. And any other time, if I had allowed myself, I probably would have stopped playing and just started laughing or crying. Because it was that much of an experience, you know? I don't
want you to have. Okay, let's hear some of that guitar crosstalk between Ernie Isley and Carlos Santana. This is a bit of their cover of Willie Dixon's classic, I Just Want to Make Love to You, from the album Power of Peace. I just want to make love to you, love to you.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Cindy, let me get into the DNA of the music with you for a little bit with the funk and soul that's on the record. Now, when I think of Cindy Blackman, now Santana, you know, I think of jazz and specifically that amazing Tony Williams project that you had. But this is another side of your musical personality, right? I mean, how ingrained is soul and funk in your musical background?
You know, in terms of the styles of music, I grew up in a household with a lot of different musics. My older sister, who's 6 years my senior and was a singer at the time, she no longer sings, but she had about 200 records in her collection. And she had everything from Miles Davis to Coltrane to Sly and the Family Stone to Santana to the Isleys to Tina Turner. She had Chaka Khan and Rufus. She had everybody in her collection. I think, you know, one of the only groups that she didn't have in her collection, which I heard later, was Led Zeppelin. So she had everything. So I was, you know, always immersed in listening to all the styles. So that was no stretch for me. I chose jazz because jazz was something that really piqued my interest in terms of the subtleties, the complexities, the harmonies, the creativity, that and the freedom that you had once you, of course, learned the form, and once you learned certain aspects of playing your instrument. So that is the music that I chose to delve into. But I've grown up with all kinds of music in my house, even classical music. It's certainly not a stretch for me. It's what I grew up with, and it's what I love. I love all kinds of musics. You know, it's the feel. It's the rhythm that we can work off of. I'll take a phrase from Carlos, the collective commonality that this all brings. This is certainly not something that is foreign to me at all. In fact, it's it's quite friendly because it's what I grew up with.
Here is an example of that collective consciousness, a funky cover of the song Love, Peace, and Happiness from the rock and soul pioneers, the Chambers Brothers, who released this song originally in 1969.
Yeah.
The new album is called The Power of Peace. Where did the concept behind that title come from?
That was all Carlos' idea for the album and the look of the album, the whole nine. That was all of his idea.
We want to be true to a frequency that uplifts, elevates, transforms, and illumines human consciousness. You know, that you can't do any higher or any greater than to invite the humans in this planet to remember their own divinity. You know, that your life has meaning, you're significant and meaningful. There's music for entertainment, there's music for show business, and then there's music to bring the light of you out from you, you know, so we can change this world. And I'm okay realizing that what I learned from, you know, Mahalia Jackson or Billie Holiday and all the people that I love, especially John Coltrane, is to change the frequency of fake into immortality. You know, Ronnie Isley, Ernie, they wrote some songs that they're not the flavor of the second. They're here for immortality, like John Lennon, Imagine, or Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind. What's Going On, Marvin Gaye? I can tell you the songs that are here to stay frozen in immortality, eternity, and infinity. And that's the sound that we wanted to create in this particular Power of Peace with the selection of songs and the intentionality of why we play this music. If you play this music in elevators, shopping malls, parking lots, CNN in Europe or anywhere in the world, we will certainly elevate this planet into a place where we will see and witness peace, world peace, in our lifetime.
Raising consciousness for almost 50 years, this is Carlos Santana with Cindy Blackman Santana and Ronnie and Ernie Isley and the track, Let There Be Peace on Earth. I think we're running out of time on your busy schedule, so I want to thank you all for taking the time and talking to us here in Alt Latino. Any one of you are always welcome to come back and bring a handful of records and we can just sit and talk for as long as you have time for. So again, Carlos Santana, Cindy Blackman Santana, Ronnie Isley, Ernie Isley, thank you all for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Felix.
Thank you.
We want to remind you, you can hear all of the songs from this week's show on our website, npr.org/altlatino. This has been a special edition of Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.